What's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 170 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do me a huge favor and yourself and go check out our good friends at Loot Crate by visiting lootcrate.com/JustUsGeeks. Use the promo code JustUsGeeks and get $3 off your first box of awesomeness with Loot Crate. Episode 170 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. 170 episodes of... I'd say 170 episodes of awesomeness, but not all 170 were. Not all episodes are created equal. I can think of like 22 episodes that I know of that are just the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Maybe that's not this. Say, joining me for episode 170 of the Justice Geeks podcast is one Logan Barnes. How's it going, my friend?
Yeah, I gotta say, the past 36 episodes of ours have probably been the best.
Probably so. Actually, I would not disagree with you. And if I had like a little burr, burr, burr sound queued up, I would have played that.
Is that like a Blues Clues sound?
Yeah, that's actually... Bow, 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 bow. Wow. Well, at least we're going to retain our preschool audience.
Blues here, guys.
He's not a preschooler, but he is one Matthew Elizabeth Wood.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Logan is not wrong about those 36 episodes.
No, he's really not. Solid gold.
Solid.
Solid as a rock.
Rock hard.
Golden mellow hour.
Who's that guy? Who's that guy?
Who's that girl? It's one James Stratton.
Wait, girl?
It's two consecutive weeks best openings ever.
I would like to say that the last like 33 episodes might have been the best ever. I've missed a few.
For work. You know.
Yeah, well, work reasons. I mean, people do that and it's fine and... You know,
it's okay.
It's fine.
I'm just saying when I'm not here and it's Logan, you know,
it's a Logan. He's all alone.
We've had some pretty good three mans, you know.
Yeah, but you've also had some.
We love you.
We've had a lot better four.
We love you, but we don't really need you.
Wow. Okay. So that's how it's going to be tonight.
Because, you know, there was that Chester episode.
The Chester episode.
You know that trip that we're supposed to be taking tomorrow?
We are taking a trip.
Have fun getting down there without me.
by the time you hear this, it's all afoot.
This is the last episode
of some people's lives.
I think we're talking about Tim and Carson. But yeah. Just save that for later.
That's coming up in the second half of the show.
And
so,
Tim, good job. Tim, my name is James.
Yeah,
and I said 80% mental, 40% physical, and you're going
to
die.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, go listen to our good friends at I Heard That Was Good at iheardthatwasgood.com. So
you've got no more chances.
You've got zero chances.
Their last episode.
Do it now. It was a pretty good one. Yeah. It was a quick one.
He was all like, I'm Tim Murphy. Bye-bye. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
It's been real, you guys.
He was going to play cards with who?
What?
Who is he going to play cards with?
Oh, J.D. Shelnut.
Yeah, J.D. Shelnut?
Yeah.
In the sky. So,
the chief of police.
So maybe he can be our sheriff now. Isn't it weird when your own town trends because your sheriff's actually corrupt?
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Who's running this place?
The inmates.
Criminals.
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 So for episode 170 tonight, we're going to talk about...
We're recording a show?
Yeah, we're doing a show, an actual show.
Oh, by the way, James,
yeah?
This is a podcast.
Oh! That's what we've been doing for the past 36 weeks.
Where we have a common theme and we talk about it for a little while.
Yeah. Wait, you guys are kidding me, right?
Sometimes.
I'm done. Sometimes. Can I drop this mic?
You can drop it, but...
How much will you charge me?
You
if
have to
I
make
drop
a good point.
$150. So,
okay. I would just say,
is it a $150 point?
No,
that's what I'm asking.
No, it's not.
These are some good sounding mics.
I know.
Ooh, yeah,
it's because it's smooth like Chris Isaacs. So,
give it to me
tonight.
It's a wicked game.
Tonight's wicked games are some wickedly great
games. Some wicked games,
yeah.
Man.
Some wickedly great
wicked.
Games. We're going to talk about the best
Hella
years.
Wicked.
We're going to talk about the best years of video gaming. We're going to identify what we think is the best years of video gaming. Maybe some of our favorite games.
Some of them are wicked hot.
And How many more of those you got left?
I think that's it. I'm done.
How many more times can you use wicked, James?
James, just shut up.
It's like people who affix to one word and just use it over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Like the word over?
Yeah. So, you know, last week we had a pretty good episode talking about E3. Matt suggested that we do this today, and it's a really good topic. Where'd you get the idea to talk about this, Matt?
I got this idea. I listened to a podcast from GiantBomb.com. It's the Bombcast. They had at the end of each episode, they take emails from listeners, and one of the emails was like, "What do you guys think about you know, the different years in gaming and what games come out each year? What do you guys think is the strongest year in gaming?" And I think, you know, 2015 has turned out to be a pretty good year.
It's been a pretty good year for games.
But there's, you know, there's been some pretty legendary years past. And, you know, I thought it would be a good idea to talk about it, to do a whole episode about it.
It's a great idea. You know, we are experiencing a really good year for gaming. We'll talk about one of the newest games in the second half of the show when we talk a little bit about Batman Arkham Knight.
Be the Batman.
We won't if you play PC.
You just have to play an older version.
As you're hearing this, the PC version is...
You'll just hear the PC version of this. God knows what that sounds like. I mean, it's horrible. Yeah.
Let's do our impression of the PC version.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm Tim Murphy. Anyway, so 2015, really good year for gaming so far, and the rest of the year just looks ridiculous. Logan, we talked not long ago about how the holiday season's going to be insane.
Yes, it is.
What's coming out this year, holiday?
I think September really kicks it off.
I bet there's an Assassin's Creed game. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yes.
Is it 2015?
And Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Call of Duty.
In September, we get Metal Gear Solid 5, which is one of the...
Phantom Pain.
The soonest releasing big titles from E3.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
No, it's going to kick it off for the season. You may not like it personally, but it's a good game.
What date did you say?
September. It's in September.
Okay, but what date in September?
I can't remember.
Because Mad Max also comes out September.
Oh, yeah. I think they come out on the same day or a week apart. Yeah, yeah. I remember looking at that. I got really disappointed.
Well, that was a mistake.
Yeah, blatantly. Well, someone didn't think that one through too well.
Let's come out on the same day as Metal Gear.
Metal Gear's going to suffer.
Yeah,
because,
for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, seriously, though.
Why is it going to suffer?
Who's playing?
It's Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, it's Kiefer.
But, you know, a lot of the stuff that they showed at E3, there was Snake doesn't talk at all. Like, there's this whole sequence where...
Guys, did you know they also hired me to be Snake, too?
It's a big troll.
So I think, you know, I think this is a whole Kojima wool over the eyes thing. I think David Hayter's going to be involved somehow.
Well, yeah, he is involved.
Yeah, they've said he hasn't denied his participation in the game.
Okay.
But then why would you hire Kiefer for Ground Zero?
Just to troll people. Kojima would do it.
You really think so?
Yeah.
That sounds like a huge waste of money.
It kind of does.
Kiefer is expensive.
Yeah. Okay, no. Metal Gear Solid 5 and Mad Max both come out on September 1st.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, my wallet is going to be empty that day.
Good luck, Mad Max.
Seriously, awesome. But I want to play Mad Max.
I think Mad Max is going to appeal to more people, though, because the movie did so well. Mm-hmm. Metal Gear Solid is going to be big for people who love Metal Gear fans are going to buy it over Mad Max, period.
Oh, for sure.
But everyone and their mom went and saw Mad Max. So.
Who's doing Mad Max?
I'm not sure on the developer.
It's distributed by Warner Brothers Interactive. I don't know who the
Well, they have a great track record.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
This year, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Mad Max.
Sorry. Way off topic.
Avalanche.
What have they done?
So after that, we're getting obviously Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, a little thing called Fallout 4.
Fallout 4 in November. Mm-hmm. A week later, we get Battlefront.
Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk Pro.
Yeah. You know, the holidays. You expect to be really just, you know, like bombarded with stuff like that. Then you have to consider that they'll also be running crazy deals on stuff. I mean,
winter sales will be coming up.
Oh, man. I mean, it's going to be a crazy good time to be a gamer if you've got the money. The difference, however, in some of the years that we've talked about ourselves before we started to record the show tonight, in these years that we've kind of outlined as like the pinnacle of gaming, is it didn't end up playing out like that. And that was really before they tried to milk all the money out of you in the holidays. So,
well, it was also a time before the the only game that came out yearly was your sports games.
Right.
Your other franchises took time, developed a new story, new playing mechanics, new cinematics, new, you know, game engines. And now it just seems like they're not doing that anymore.
No, they're not. That's a really good point.
Excellent
point,
James.
Dead air.
Wow, it's been a long time since we had it. Yeah. Totally dead air.
Good point, James. I think we're all looking at our phones.
We were. Sorry, that was a technical glitch.
Yeah. Are we really not into this episode?
No. And we're back from the break. My mind is on packing for the con right now.
Anyway,
so
Logan, which year do you identify as the greatest year in video game history?
One of my favorite years, I guess it's got to be 2004.
What was major about that year?
Half-Life 2 came out.
Yes.
A game that people had been waiting for a long time. Grand Theft
Not
Auto.
Not as long as Half-Life 3.
Yeah, big say. Where's Half-Life 3?
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas came out. That was a pretty fun, cool game. Yeah. The best mission of that game is where you jump out of the plane and it's like, now entering San Andreas. You're entering the game world. Mm-hmm. You're so high up. Halo 2 came out, a little less, you know, excitement from that, but it was a sequel to
Halo
2
was a big deal.
Yeah, Halo 2 was a very big deal.
That was their first multiplayer.
I meant just like true online multiplayer. Yeah.
Oh, that's when Xbox Live was taking off.
Can we just say they need to bring back clans in like the worst way? That was what made Halo 2 such a fun game.
They're still clans.
Yeah, they're clans.
But not like that, though. I just
wish they'd bring back the LAN party, like the couch co-op.
The ability to do
the LAN party.
They're doing that.
I thought they got rid of that.
Halo 5 is going to feature split-screen co-op for multiplayer. It's not going to feature it for the campaign.
Well, still, the campaign co-op was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But
throw it on legendary mode.
It wasn't the necessary component to the game. I mean, the necessary component was... It's only going to be two-player split-screen, which I can understand because the game pulls a lot of power.
Playing online.
So, you can play split-screen with somebody. Do some... LAN party stuff.
You don't like online co-op?
I don't like online play, period. I don't want to interact with somebody else when I'm at home trying to play video.
You don't want to play with a friend online?
I don't like you guys.
You can just treat them as AI and go around
then you're
shooting
in the
other
wrong
players.
Business.
Doom 3 also came out that year.
Oh, I love
Doom
3.
A game I played and still play to death.
I just bought the BFG edition on Steam, last Christmas.
Nice.
When's the new Doom coming out?
They don't have a date on it. It's not dated. But that's another game we've been waiting. We've been waiting as long
years
for
years.
Doom as we have Half-Life 3.
But we're actually there's a
we're
there's
getting
a,
Doom.
There is an announcement for Doom 4.
There's gonna be a Half-Life 3.
World of Warcraft came out in 2004.
What's Jeez. That game?
I remember I bought that game New Year's Eve of 2004.
God, World of Warcraft.
I was that nerd.
That was accepted into the. That was one of the first recipients of the Video Game Hall of Fame.
Speaking of Metal Gear news, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater came out that year.
Great game.
Yes. So many hours.
Yep. Great game.
Snake Eater was awesome. House.
And Metal Gear Solid The Twin Snakes, GameCube remake of Metal Gear Solid 1, which
I am
lucky enough to own a copy of that.
Oh my gosh.
I paid $40 for it 5 years ago.
Which is basically Metal Gear Solid 2. Controls and engine, like you could do the first person stuff.
It's still beautiful to see that remake. Star Wars Battlefront came out in 2004, the first one. So it looks like we've got a lot of games coming out.
Before Matt lost me $30-something.
You gonna bring that up again?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring that every time. Sure.
Every time someone says Battlefront,
whatever.
Get ready for it. It's coming a lot in the next in the next couple months.
So when you think about 2015 is going to be a repeat of 2004 because we're getting Halo 5. Mm-hmm. Doom was announced hardcore.
But it's not coming out this year.
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yes.
A new Battlefront. That's like four games that are.
Yeah. There's a new Terminator movie 15, in theaters. Yeah. Jurassic World.
There's a Clinton in the bush running for president. 92 all over.
Also for popular games, but games I didn't really care for. Katamari Damacy.
I love that game.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of fun. Zach turned me on to that game.
Metroid Prime 2. came out. I enjoyed that game a lot.
Hope you don't ever want to play another Metroid game.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Because that franchise is dead.
You've got the old ones at least.
Ninja Gaiden came out in 2004
for the Xbox.
Wait, yeah, I was gonna say,
actually,
which
Ninja
version?
Gaiden came out for Nintendo. Oh,
like the
this
80s,
is like
yeah.
the 3D
yeah.
one.
Yeah, but
the super hard version.
The super hard version was in the 80s.
The Sims 2,
game. The real one.
Paper Mario was in 2004.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
For GameCube.
You're winning me over. You're like, let's keep going.
Fable came out.
Yeah.
Silent Hill 4, The Room, which I really enjoyed, but other people hate. It's not that great, but I enjoy it.
It was okay.
EverQuest 2 came out, so... If EverQuest is old, EverQuest 2 is old as well.
I never played 2. I played 1.
So EverQuest 2 and World of Warcraft came out the same year?
Yep. And a really...
We know who won that battle.
A really...
Real easy.
And another one that I enjoy, a really obscure survival horror game, The X-Files Resist or Serve.
Really?
Sure. It's a very good survival horror game.
Yeah, really. But as far as popularity goes...
Yeah, it's not popular, but I mean...
It was a good game, though.
I enjoyed the game a lot.
Really?
No, it's not like Resident Evil where like you pick Chris or Jill and then you go through basically the same storyline. Mulder and Scully have like completely different storylines.
But I thought they
worked
together.
They do, but I mean they're investigating the same case. It's just you get the other side of it. It's like legitimately
now we're getting
two
the geriatric side in that grade.
There you go. I really enjoyed that. And Spider-Man 2, the video game.
Maybe they'll do an HD remake of it.
It's really not a reskinning of it.
Spider-Man 2. That was Neversoft, right?
It's
an open world.
That was the first open world.
Yeah,
it was actually.
Yeah. Oh man,
pretty,
it was so much fun.
It was fun. The Tony Hawk developer. Yeah.
Red Dead Revolver came out on the original Xbox.
There you go. My gosh! Yeah.
And Xbox. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2.
He
put that 2 at the end.
Oh okay.
I was with you up until 2.
I think 1 came out in like 02 or 03.
Okay.
Just
shortly before.
And it was a beautiful game.
It was.
You can't compete with that.
But yeah,
it's on phone. Now, which is crazy.
Metal Gear and Doom really.
Okay,
set
so
that year
2004. You make a strong case.
It was a good year.
Matt, what about you?
For
what
sure.
year are you going
to say? My year still beats you, Logan.
Yeah,
does it?
Probably.
Does it, James?
Yeah, it's going to beat your year too.
Oh, then what's your year?
I don't know if you want me to go next because I think I've got the winner.
James may have the winner.
My year is 1997.
His year is 1989.
97.
Super Mario Brothers.
We'll let Matt go.
I went with 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready for this?
Bam, 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 bam.
Halo Combat Evolved.
Jeez.
Grand Theft Auto 3.
You could have won that right there.
Which changed video games and, you know,
open world.
Yeah.
That was like the OG.
Yeah.
Next gen open world.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 3 changed video game landscape. Truly, forever, and we're still seeing that today. Max Payne, also a Rockstar.
Oh, my gosh.
Max Payne. Bullet Time.
Bullet Time. Well, but they stole that
from The Matrix.
Yeah. But that was a good game, though, Max.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Max Payne.
No, because that's a great game.
Whatever.
The movie, though, it doesn't exist.
No. What
movie? Gotta reload the shotgun movie? For 20
that's
minutes.
That's exactly what the creators of Max Payne said. They're like, what movie?
Yeah, I don't remember spending money on that.
Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Which was better than Snake Eater.
No.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Go home. Yeah, it was.
No.
Gran Turismo 3. Ace
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was a lot of fun.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
That was a good installment.
Tony Hawk.
Final Fantasy 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one.
First next-gen Final Fantasy game.
Yeah.
Wow.
That blew my mind when I played it.
It was a great game.
Pikmin.
Pikmin.
Never cared for
popular.
Pikmin. Sorry, guys. Didn't care for Pikmin.
It's like I don't like Katamari, but, you know, I had to mention it.
A great-selling game. Super popular game.
Jack and Daxter, Precursor Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know?
Oh, yeah.
Madden NFL 2002.
Yeah, I was just going to say it.
Madden 2K
for the Game Boy Color, Super Mario World Advance.
Portable version of Super Mario
World. For the Game Boy Advance.
I still play that game.
That's a pretty good advancement.
It's in the throne room.
Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Man. Oh, such a fun game. I'm so excited. Isn't that going to be on the rare, like the 30 games?
I think so.
I think it is. Those are really fun games,
man.
GoldenEye will not be on that list.
Of course not.
Well, of course one? Not.
I was just saying. GoldenEye's not going to be on there.
Donkey Kong's not going to be on there.
Yeah, Donkey Kong, yeah.
Of course not.
Well, it's owned by Nintendo. They can't do it.
Sonic Adventure 2.
Heck yeah. I like the Sonic Adventure games.
Yeah, Sonic Adventure 2 was a lot of fun.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Silent Hill 2, which is arguably the best one in the series.
Yeah, it's better than 1.
I didn't care for 2 that much.
Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance,
How many times did we play that game?
Oh god,
man?
We played it to death. It's crazy. It's a good game.
It's like, hey, you want to come over and play Baldur's Gate? Am I breathing?
Wait, 2001, isn't that the year Diablo 2 came out?
No.
Or is that 2000?
Pretty sure it was 2000 when Diablo came
out. I don't know. That was my senior year of high school.
Let me Google that for you.
I think it is.
Your potato cannot Google.
My potato can Google. It's built into my bar at the
Star
top.
Wars Rogue Leader.
Even if you stop the list right there, that's a heck of a list.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good
but
list.
I'm not done.
Ico.
Onimusha Warlords.
June 29th, 2000.
Terrible franchise. 2000.
It was 2000. Okay.
Wasn't Warlords like the fighting game?
No, it was like Resident Evil. Kind of.
Okay.
But you were like samurai.
Yeah, I know Onimusha, but they had a fighting game that was set in the Onimusha land, and you could unlock.
Onimusha land.
You could unlock.
$35 for an adult.
No, you could unlock Mega Man EXE from Mega Man Battle Network as a playable character in the game. Really bizarre.
That is kind of bizarre.
Any other heavy hitters from 2000?
Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, okay, yeah. Ooh.
Twisted Metal Black. I don't know if you guys played
Twisted
that.
Metal series is pretty great. Yeah. They're bringing that back.
Black was good. Black and White.
I remember that game.
Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
First Phoenix Wright.
Oh, wow.
Red Faction.
Okay.
Did you guys play that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't
play that one.
Okay.
Red Faction.
Red Faction. Crazy good.
I'm just going to... Golden Sun.
Oh, yeah, Golden Sun. GBA.
SSX Tricky. And I'm going to stop right there because that's pretty much it.
Okay, yeah. That's...
2001.
That beats,
what do you got, James?
That beats Logan's list.
I got 1997.
Okay.
I was 6, James.
Yep. Let's take it back.
Let's get in the Wayback Machine real quick.
Okay. Choop, 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 choop.
I'm going to drop just one on you right now. See what you think.
GoldenEye. Yes, sir.
Well, sure.
GoldenEye. Okay.
Why don't you dig in your pocket and throw out a little Turok dinosaur.
A little Turok, yeah. A little Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Sure.
The best Castlevania game.
Strong contender, yeah.
Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
January 31st.
Man.
You win.
Star Fox 64.
What about Shadows of the Empire? Was that same year? Was that 97?
Shadows of the Empire. Good
one.
It's
my favorite Star Wars game.
When did that come out?
Yeah, I'm 96 or 97.
Did you play as Kyle Katarn in that one? I can't remember if that was one of his games. Okay, it was like Dark Forces, Shadows of the Empire. Mm,
such a good game.
Diddy Kong Racing came out that year.
That was a very 64 heavy year.
Yeah, it was. Star Wars X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
Yep.
Diablo Hellfire.
That was the expansion to Diablo 1.
Quake 2.
Quake.
No, okay, never mind.
Yeah, it was. Okay. Tomb Raider 2.
Yep, that was a game.
The original Fallout and the original Grand Theft Auto.
Jeez.
You're the origin story
over
there.
It's the origin story.
Huh.
Let's see, what else we got here?
Oh, I looked it up. Final Fantasy VII came out January 31st, 1997, and it turns out January 31st, 2017 is on a Tuesday, so guess when that game's coming out?
Yeah, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the remake.
A little game called Redneck Rampage.
Oh, gosh, did you ever play that game?
That's a fun game.
Oh,
that
so
was 97.
Weird. So weird.
Let's see, what else have we got here? Dropping Final Fantasy VII, automatically, I win.
No.
There are a lot of people who would say yes, but I'm going to
disagree.
Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey.
Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey.
Abe's Odyssey.
That's horrible. That's
Shadow of the Empire was 96.
I don't think that Matt...
It was a launch title, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play MDK when it came out?
Nope.
Because I rocked MDK on the PC.
Murder, Death, Kill? No, I did not.
Whenever
didn't that have
out,
like a PS2 sequel?
So fun. I believe so.
Yeah.
It's like the characters were
it's like
the weird
third person shooter,
weird Batman guy, okay. a dog, and a mad scientist.
Yeah, it's kind of like the suit reminded me of Batman Beyond.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, really.
Is that what you got?
Yeah, that's what I got.
I'm gonna drop two dates on you.
Okay,
do it.
Number one, July 15th, 1983. A few days before I was born. So July 15th, 1983.
I was like a month old.
And October 23rd, 1988. Any ideas? The first one,
Nintendo.
The first one's Nintendo.
Yeah. Are we talking about consoles now?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No. I'm just talking about history period Nintendo. I mean, the fact that they dropped the Famicom into your home that blew everything else you'd ever seen away. Groundbreaking. And then October 23rd, 1988, Super Mario Brothers 3. Changed the way everyone plays video games.
I loved how they announced that game.
I'm telling you.
At the World Championship.
People who didn't play video games played Super Mario 3.
The Wizard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Wizard is the first place I saw that video game.
It was all a big pull. It was all a big marketing stunt.
The whole movie was a marketing stunt for
Super Mario Bros. 3.
And the Power Glove. Because the Power Glove is like, I love to play.
I just want a Power Glove.
I remember the day I brought Super Mario 3 home from the store, and my sister, who was a teenager at the time, all of her friends were like, they crowded around me, and they were like, oh, Super Mario 3, and they all huddled around the TV and played it.
People that don't give a crap like all about playing Valley video girls, games.
My dad like came home from work with the game, was like, we're playing.
See, that's what I was going to say. Like, my dad, I could coax my dad into playing, like, Duck Hunt. He would never want to play Mario. The video game outside of, like, Super Bases Loaded that I remember him playing on, or Super Bases Loaded 3 on Super Nintendo, remember playing the most, was Super Mario Bros. 3. Mm-hmm. It was great for a lot of reasons. It was great because 2 happened, and that we all know was not Mario, obviously. And because
it was different.
It was different. But like, they did such a great job of making everyone aware that totally changed the landscape of how you do video games from here on out. Like, graphically, not nearly as good as a Sega. I mean, like, not even close to being as good as a Sega.
Was the marketing just ridiculous for Super Mario 3?
People had waited for so long to get that game, and then
boom.
Yeah.
Here it is. Like, Happy Meal toys, movies, commercials, all kinds of ridiculous stuff that they dropped this game, and like, Nintendo just doesn't know what to do. You know, I mean, because you can't find this game.
That was their breaking point.
That's
when they went insane.
Yeah, like, they were like, they everything can be like this. No, but I mean,
they just looked at each other and they're like, we peaked, guys.
October
shut it down.
October 23rd, 1988 is the day that changed video games forever, because it made video games something that everyone wanted to.
I was still 3 years away at that point.
Yeah. Every time that they've re-released.
I didn't realize it was 88.
Mm-hmm. Every time they've re-released a Mario, like the classic Marios, my dad would get it when they did the All-Star Collection.
Yeah, see, that's why they did the All-Star Collection. Oh, we upgraded the graphics on Super Mario Bros. 3. No, I just want to play Mario 3.
On Super Nintendo, my dad had bought my mom a Suburban, and the back seat had the TV in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there was plug-ins for Nintendos. And so my dad, we'd go on vacation in the summer, and my dad would be like, all right, you know, Rita, you're driving. Shannon's sitting in the front seat. Me and James are in the back. We're playing Mario. Oh, the entire trip, we played Mario.
Man, it was one game totally changed the landscape. I mean, Super Mario Brothers 3. I mean, like, people had played around with video games before. You know, I mean, there's obviously Pong and, you know, Atari and stuff like that. But, like, Mario Bros. 3, that's the one that was really, like,
This brought people in that didn't play video games a lot like the Wii did.
Well, exactly.
One of its benefits was the two-player mode, because it was competitive two-player. It was like, you're not getting that card space. That's
exactly,
all me.
Right.
And then when I learned...
Oh, I want this super house, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I learned that you could beat the game in like 8 minutes, I just broke inside. Was like, oh, God.
Skip right to the last level with your flute.
With your flute, and you're there. But, I mean... ultimately,
World 8 is pretty tough.
Ultimately, though, Matt, I think, like, overall year wise, I mean, 2001, That's an incredible year for video games.
That's when the PS2 that released in 2000. By 2001, it was hitting its stride, basically. And a lot of great stuff came out.
How does 2015 stack up with 97, 2001?
They sound very similar because we're getting sequels to everything that came out, and remakes are being announced.
There's a lot of sequels, but it's going to be a good year, I think. It's been a good year.
I think 2016 is going to be much better, though.
I'm kind of thinking next year is going to be a great year, too.
Did you guys see online someone had found an old advertisement for Final Fantasy VII and had posted it online, and it was a scene like of the... What's the headquarters?
Shinra?
Yeah, Shinra. It's a scene of like a shot of Shinra, and it had just the logo at the bottom left, and in bold white writing, it said, "Someone get the guy who makes cartridges a blindfold and a cigarette."
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Man, they were going after Mario.
Well, I mean, you know, like, think about the Nintendo Wars, Nintendo and Sega, man. I mean, That was some really powerful stuff. I mean, I would say that, you know, Sony and Microsoft are going at it pretty diligently now. I mean, they have to be more politically correct about it now. But
you could never get away with that ad now.
No, but I mean,
and all the Game Boy ads from back in the day, they were very suggestive.
Oh yeah,
you would never get away with that.
And the companies congratulate each other via social media on their launches, which is classy.
Which is classy. But then, like last year, PlayStation 4 turned around and was like, "How do you share games? Here you go,
just like
boom."
This.
Yeah, I mean. So that's there. Is there any game from your years that you would like to see brought back? I mean, obviously, we're getting Final Fantasy VII. We talked about that last
week. Well, we already got the GoldenEye remake for PS3.
Let's not talk about
they
that.
They dropped Daniel Craig in there.
Let's not talk about that. I want some hard polygons and proximity mines.
Karate chops.
We're getting Star Fox.
Well,
that does look like polygons.
I can go play Arkham Knight on PC. That's got some polygons in it. Logan, what about you? Any remakes that you want out of your year?
Remakes? I'm excited for the next Doom, man. Doom? I mean, that game looked really awesome.
Too. I'm glad it's not an RPG.
Yeah, they went back to like the classic feel too. It's just like wide rooms, lots of enemies, fast paced. Picking up drops.
Doom.
I mean, that's...
Or as I like to call it, Doom.
Doom. Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
If only they'd have kept, like, level aiming and...
Doom 3, you know, scared the mess out of me.
Doom was very scary.
They're going back to regular Doom.
Doom was good. Doom 3 was good. It just wasn't...
No nightmare Doom, just regular Doom.
I just want regular Doom.
I just hate they can't use any of, like, the religious iconography and stuff anymore.
Why can't they?
Because people are in their...
Yeah. It would get people's hackles
the same reason that they changed it in the movie.
Yeah. Because their jimmies would get
rustled.
Because
it's demons from hell.
The same reason they put Dwayne Johnson in the movie.
The same reason they changed it in 3 to space demons.
That flashlight, though.
Oh, God. What's the guy's name? Carl Urban is also in that movie.
Carl Urban.
From Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Carl Urban's from Lord of the Rings.
He is.
Carl Urban was in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Was he in Lord of the Rings?
He was...
Is one of the writers.
He was Gandalf.
No.
He was a writer of Rohan.
Yeah. I thought you were saying like writers.
No.
Carl Urban?
Yes, he was the leader of the writers of Rohan.
Dread Carl Urban. Star Trek.
Bones McCoy. Yes. Carl Urban was in Lord of the Rings.
Damn it, Jim. That's insane. I had no idea. Okay. Well, the more you know.
Pretty major character. I can't remember his name though.
Nah, I don't either. Man,
I'm terrible. There was a lot of green pretty stuff. He was the dwarf, right? Yeah. Gimli.
Sure.
Right.
It was deliberate.
Yeah, it was deliberate. So we want to hear from you over at the old Justice Geeks. Let us know over on Twitter at Justice Geeks what you think the greatest year in video game history was. We didn't even get to talk about consoles. We'll save that for another time because you could just slap your consoles around and war till the cows come home or something. I don't know. My mind is already in Comic-Con mode. And by the way, my metaphor last week with the 50 Shades, home run.
You set that up pretty well.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Well, if you had ever listened to the show.
I usually do. I just missed this one.
That's fine.
You don't have to listen to this one.
Resident Evil 2. That's a remake I'd like to see.
Okay. That would be a cool remake.
They've redone every other one.
Well, they remade them all with the Umbrella Chronicles games. Yeah. They were rail shooters, but they got graphical.
I have a feeling that we'll get Resident Evil 2 because we got the release remake.
I feel like that's one that they're just holding in their pocket.
They're doing Zero next.
Who cares about Zero?
They're going to make you wait for
Zero.
Two.
Is already HD, though.
Yeah,
it was easier.
It was
3D.
It was 3D.
It was made on the same engine that the original remake was done.
They know that people want two. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah, they're going to make you wait for two. I think that you'll get it eventually.
It wouldn't be that hard to build it in that engine. Like I said, they've already got a bunch of the assets for it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear from you, and we'll hit this little button right here, and
there you go.
Talk about other stuff. So by the time you're hearing this, we'll already be on our way to Jackson, Mississippi for the Mississippi Comic Con. Saturday, Sunday, June 27th, 28th. That's right, right?
What day is it?
Right. 27th and 28th, June. Like, if you're listening to this on Friday, it's Saturday.
Okay.
And Sunday.
So it's tomorrow.
If you're listening to this on Saturday...
It's today.
Oh,
it's
crap.
It's now. Get down there now.
And if you're listening to this because you listen to our panel... What's up?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome to the show.
Good to see you again.
We made this little kiss. Remember
you
those...
You know what we look like.
We're time travelers.
Remember those funny things that we quipped to you as we...
Ah, yes.
Remember memories. That time we all laughed together? Oh, such good times.
And then pointed at those two fools that we were going to kill later
Hey-o.
That day.
So,
yeah, we'll get to them in a minute. So, come see us.
Shake our hands.
No. We're pretty.
Say hello.
And if you're hearing this in the past...
We might even give you a high five.
Shame on you.
Wait, you know, are they hearing it in the
it's
past?
Already, like, it's already too late.
If it's too late for you, it happened already.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're hearing that beyond Sunday...
Then you're dead.
We're back up here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like, man, that sure was fun at Mississippi Comic Con. I can't wait until they do it again. So,
man,
don't be that guy.
We had a great time at that Comic Con.
Yeah, guys.
Hold on. Okay, now it's Monday, guys. You remember that Comic Con?
Yeah, it was like it was yesterday.
So much fun.
Man, I swear, it was like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
How awesome was that?
Did you see that cosplayer cosplaying?
Yeah, he cosplayed so hard.
I know.
So hard. Comic Con, go there. Buy me things.
Comic-Con.
Bring money.
Comic-Con. Go there. Buy me things. Starring Bruce Campbell. Okay, so...
If he was there, I would buy him whatever he wanted.
Gentlemen,
he's not...
That's what I said. If he was there...
Let's broaden our minds. No. Sean Patrick Flanner has been there. Is there now. He's here. You're missing
was
him.
There.
I'm pointing at Sean Patrick Flannery. He was there.
With Sean Patrick Flannery.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah. When you heard this 10 years in the
years
future,
ago.
Ghostbusters.
No, it's not Ghostbusters,
you idiot.
This is Jack Nicholson, man.
Ghost.
What movie is
Busters.
This from?
This is Batman.
Thank you.
So 1989.
Yeah. Yep. So, as you were outside
Prince?
Before, we, yes, yes.
No. He did the soundtrack. Nah,
Brian Adams.
Which, oddly enough, Warner Brothers owns the rights to the songs, so they will never appear on a greatest hits.
Yeah, because he wrote it specifically
for the movie.
Yeah.
But that's why, if you look at all of his greatest hits, none of these songs are on there.
Because they're good songs.
It's not Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja
There we go.
Thank you.
So, just cut him off.
He's irrelevant. Actually, I need him to talk more. So
I am the most
you
important.
Shut up and listen to your history, boy. This is the party, man.
Trying to educate you.
It's the summer of Batman.
Or I'll make Country Tim come out and school you on their music.
What are you talking about?
Do you remember people the bat signal in their heads for this movie?
Man, it was it not nuts?
It was
that summer.
Such a big thing.
I remember that summer.
You were
not alive.
Now Country it's the Tim summer was of Batman once again.
I know. It is the summer.
Because history repeats itself.
Forget George Costanza. It's the summer of Batman. That's what it is. So Arkham Knight has finally come out. Rocksteady's closing out the franchise. The Arkham franchise.
This is the last one?
This is it. This is it. This is, I mean, it's
going to
be...
Are they going out with a bang
or a whimper?
Probably
should be.
Well...
So far, it's pretty banging.
Yeah.
They've had a rocky start.
Yeah, so far, the people
who... A rock steady start.
So far, the people who bought it on PlayStation 4 are having a great time.
PS4 and Xbox players are loving it.
Xbox One,
now,
great time.
Correct me if I'm wrong. They wanted this to be a PlayStation exclusive, right? But they couldn't get it worked out.
I don't think so. That's dumb.
I think
that's pretty super.
And maybe
dumb.
Not like a full on exclusive, but maybe like a timed exclusive. But and I think that we still see that with like all the crap you get.
I mean, you get a bunch PS4. Of PlayStation content.
Yeah, but like, there's not an Arkham Knight Xbox One.
No.
So I think that I'd read that somewhere.
Don't they have exclusive
wrong.
DLC though?
Yes.
You get like 60s Batman and the 60s Batmobile.
And if you pre-ordered from GameStop, James, you got the Red Hood missions.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My wife pre-ordered it for me. I didn't have anything to do with the pre-order.
Hey, look at him pass the blame.
Well, but so...
What are you going to do?
Yeah, just not play them.
Just don't play it.
I'll just get the
I'm going to purposely not play mine and then trade it in and then forget to give you the code.
Tear up the receipt.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to play it. But
why don't you just play it?
Yeah,
I've actually beaten it already.
I'm doing it right now.
I haven't touched it. I'm not playing any of the side stories till I beat the main mission.
How do you feel about this game so far, Logan?
I really enjoy it. To me, it's just like... as equally on par in
it's
terms
way
of,
better than Origins.
But I mean, it's right up there with Arkham City.
I agree.
I have to agree with the consensus on the internet. The Batmobile, not necessary. It doesn't like take away from the game, but I agree.
I mean, like it doesn't take away from the game. And like the first few minutes is like, sweet, I'm driving the Batmobile and it's like the tumbler and I can run over everything. And
now it's like, I'm a pretty good ways through the game. And it's just like, I have to use the stupid Batmobile. Every freaking time.
I know, and it's like, okay, I could just grapple over there and do this.
Because you get like a x4 grapnel boost eventually. You can unlock it that just shoots you like super far and super fast.
It is cool, though, the whole we can eject really far out of the Batmobile.
Yeah, that's neat.
They've added some features to like the usability of the Batmobile that I like, but the controls are terrible.
Yeah.
And I would rather just not use it sometimes. But they've made it an integral plot to a piece of the plot.
I don't know. The one problem I have is I feel like I've shot more tanks than I have
beaten people up.
Yeah,
I thought that.
Because I get a lot more tank missions than I do fighting missions.
Yeah.
And it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah,
that almost makes it a shooter game, right?
A tank shooter. Yeah.
This isn't really a spoiler. Obviously, people know that the Arkham Knight is in this game. We're not going to tell you who that is, but
it's not Batman.
But it's not
He's
Batman.
The Dark Knight.
Anyway, so where you have to like blow up that helicopter when you're in Ace Chemicals, that was really annoying.
Yeah.
Really, like to me, it was equivalent to the Deathstroke fight in Origins. Really friggin' annoying.
I mean, I don't have a problem with the tank controls. I can do most fights without getting hit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's way too simplistic compared to the fighting that's so smooth and advanced. I'm like, give me more of this fighting.
Since they really kicked it up a notch with the fighting.
They introduced more enemy types. There's like the big guys that you have to cape stun and beat them up real quick. They have some of those guys with knives.
Yeah.
So you have to do the blade dodge to counter them now. And that's pain in the butt. Regular enemies will sometimes like bull rush and tackle you in the middle of a fight, which is really annoying to keep up with.
Yeah.
They've combat almost is on the edge of being too crowded with stuff to do. And they haven't given me enough combat sections to really get those yet. Like hold on to them and get better at them. But yeah.
You know, I forgot to do Periscope. Let's say hello to our friends on Periscope.
Yeah, because you got to do your thing.
Yeah,
I look terrible.
No, no. You have to do your thing.
Look terrible always, but you know,
Matt, you look good,
Matt.
Matt.
I hate you.
I like that.
You look like a war boy with a tan.
No,
you're welcome. James, have you cracked open Arkham Knight yet?
No, I've been working. I haven't had time to do it. I'm taking off Monday. So
how do you feel about the Batmobile? Do you like the Batmobile?
He hasn't played it yet.
I haven't played it.
I mean,
Matt.
Just in general. Are you excited about the Batmobile?
You know, whatever, man.
Shut up.
So you're gonna get into it.
I'm gonna get into Monday. It come Monday, maybe Sunday night, just depending on what time we get back.
Yeah.
And you know.
I don't know. It's Batman.
Were you a fan of the last few games?
I really, really loved the first one.
Yeah,
I was okay with the second one.
Yeah,
did not play the third one.
I had to force myself to finish Origins.
The combat was just so messed up in Origins. Everything was just
off. It was bad.
It felt like this is a Batman game, but everything is
because they tried to rebuild.
Shifted.
Is this new one? Is it better than City?
I like it just as much or better than City.
Arkham City was the pinnacle of these games.
No. See, I preferred Asylum.
I liked
to
Asylum
City.
Better.
I just didn't like it as an open world game.
I felt like it was fine. I loved being able to
be the
Batman in Gotham. And there's three islands you can explore now in this one, so it's like you really are being the Batman.
Yeah, like
this, you have the whole city at your disposal.
Yeah, it gives you. I feel like it gives you that feeling that hey, you're really getting to do this. Like you're really getting to be the Batman. Finally, you can stop what you're doing in the middle of beating Scarecrow in the face and go and save homeless people. I mean, you know,
you really get the idea of like, God, this guy does a lot for this city.
Exactly.
Like, my goodness.
Like, he's old and worn out. How is he doing this? Our friend on Periscope said, I played the first two. Is the new one better or worse? So, do we say it's better than...
It's definitely not worse.
Does he have it
on? No. Well, that platform aside, I mean...
It's definitely not worse than Arkham City. I mean...
Arkham City and Arkham Asylum are really two totally different games.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's like apples and oranges.
And I liked Asylum because it was a stealth game. Me and Matt were talking about that earlier.
The stealth was really good.
The
stealth was just as good in City. You just had different... That is one thing that...
They presented it differently.
That is one thing that bothers me about Arkham Knight is in Arkham City... You had sections that were like Arkham Asylum, like when you had to sneak into the Sionis steel industry or whatever and take down Joker's thugs. And you did get to do some Predator missions.
Yeah.
But in this one, there's not as much of that. There's no like you go into this building and you navigate through it trying to chase someone down. There's a couple instances of that, but it's not as good. That's those sections are not as good as they were in City and Asylum.
No, because it's really a different feel.
Yeah, it is.
This time around,
this Batman is just like, let's get this done. Let's get this over with.
Literally, it's like, I've got to get through this night. I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
Let's get this done. If you've not experienced any difficulties playing the game yet.
No, I haven't had any PC level errors.
No.
I had one error when I first put it in. It did its game install or whatever, and I went to start it up, and it just froze.
Oh, man.
And it didn't tell me it froze, like the little circle was still going. All I did, I rebooted my system, started it up again, boom, worked fine ever since.
Yeah, I've not had any problems with it, except I can't connect to the leaderboards and stuff.
Yeah,
which
I
don't,
think the network, the WB servers are notoriously
bad. And
I was going to say, was there any issues like with Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat servers were down for like the first week the game was out because
of how many. Well, I was just saying, like the install where Mortal Kombat was like, oh, well, you can do the training missions. As soon as the training mission is done, the game should be unlocked.
They took feedback. When you put the game in the system or whatever, and you go create new file, it lets you create your new file, but then you hit play story mode, it's like installing game, here's your progress bar until story mode is ready to play.
Awesome.
Right.
Or you click on AR missions, here's your progress until AR missions are ready to play. So like they give it to you as you play. They give you a progress bar. And it's accurate too, because as soon as mine ticked down to zero, I was right in the game.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're definitely saying PS4, by the way. Right, over Xbox.
I would recommend, though, if you get the game and you aren't going to play it for a while, go ahead and do the installs and updates.
So I'll probably do that then. I'll come in from the con on Sunday afternoon and put it in.
That's advised.
My PlayStation is still packed up from my trip because I took it with me to Smyrna this past week.
Yeah.
So
it's going to take a while
because there's just let it do its thing.
3.5 gig update that you have to download. Mm. Then you get 3 gigs worth of DLC. Well, you only get 2 gigs of DLC. Nah. I'm sorry.
What does the day one 3 gig patch do?
I have no idea. I don't read into it. I just know they're a thing now and we're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, we're always going to deal with it.
Mine installed pretty quick.
That's a lot.
I think that probably locks content on the game, on the disc, that you could access.
I don't think so, because it's not, the update's not required to play it. Because I got into my... I was playing it without the update applied.
Yeah, I played the first little bit of it without the update.
So, it's... lost my train of thought. It's got quite a download to go with it and an install time. The install, the total install, I played for 2 hours at the midnight. No, I played longer than that. Yeah. I played for like 5 hours. I played till 3 in the morning.
Because you don't have a lot of
the install was not done by that time.
What a colossal failure. Like, what level of like a failure is this on Warner Brothers' part with the PC launch? I mean, like, is this the worst launch in history?
No. By far, no. I mean, you've had the Battlefield 4 launch was a disaster across every console that it was on.
So was Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, Unity was terrible.
Halo Master Chief Collection.
That's obviously one system.
This is one console. The PC version is the only one that screwed up. They took it down. Steam started offering refunds, which is good. So you get your money back. And I think in this situation, they would have offered refunds anyway. They've had a...
I don't know.
No, they've done that before. If a game had to be taken down, they gave refunds.
Yeah.
One of the few occasions that they would actually do it. But yeah, I mean, I think they're handling the problems really well. I think it's going to be patched. You'll have your game in 2 weeks.
Maybe.
Yeah. 2 weeks?
I don't know if it'll be 2 weeks.
It's going to be 2 weeks. It's not going to be any longer. They can't afford it to be any longer.
I don't know.
Most of their DLC is already done, so they're not going to do the whole, like, we're going to focus on DLC. No, they're going to put it out on PC so they can get the money from it.
Well, they're going to have to do something.
Well, then they need to make it a not broken game within the first week.
They're going to have to do something to make it up money for the PC customers, too.
They'll probably throw in the Red Hood DLC or something for free for the customers, PC ones.
Whoop-de-doo.
It's got to be a perfect game when they bring it back, though. I mean, it does. Like, it might can be a little buggy, but it's got to be a perfect game when they bring it back.
The frames per second can't drop down to 15.
Yeah. No. That's... Obviously, these folks did not know what they were doing. They only had 8 weeks to port this game, and this game was designed for consoles.
And it's a huge open world game. You can't just let's put this out on PC. Boom, go.
They only had eight weeks to do it. This game was supposed to come out over a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess they decided, you know, oh, well, we only have 8 weeks, so we're just going to leave out the rain, even though it rains throughout this whole game. We won't put that in.
God, I hate rain in video games.
On PCs, really sucks.
On PC, the way that this game is supposed to look, it's supposed to look amazing.
And it looks really good on the PS4. And I think it looks fine
on the PS4.
If you could run it at like 4K maximum or whatever on PC, it would look way better. But no one can run it now.
If they could actually produce the level that like the NVIDIA claims they could, you know, with the game, it would look incredible. Like their demos look incredible, but
if it could look as good as the trailers for Colonial Marines look,
oh man, if it could look as good as the Wii U version of Colonial, never mind, that didn't exist either. So
that would have been the worst game in existence.
So here's a question: game of the year?
Nope.
We have so much coming out this year.
It's too early to tell. But whose game
of the year are you talking about? Somebody's going to give it game of the year out there. Somebody
overall is. Game of the year.
My personal game of the year? Probably not.
It's not going to be game of the year all platforms?
No.
It's obviously not going to be PC.
There will be a game of the year edition.
Oh, yeah. They'll have all the DLC.
It's a game of the year edition, just about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, because
that's not impressive anymore.
If we went out...
we could make a game... And then 6 months later, we could put out a game of the year edition.
Not even that. We could have a game of the year thing on JustUsGeeks.com and elect, you know, Barbie Horse Adventure game of the year. And there would be a game of the year edition of Barbie Horse Adventure.
We should definitely do Barbie Horse Adventure.
Is there a Barbie Horse Adventure?
There was like several years ago. It's game of the year for 2007.
Barbie Horse Adventure.
We have to have a list of games that come out this year, and we have to pick a game of the year.
Okay. I think we could do that.
I don't know.
For sure.
This game, obviously.
But Batman Arkham Knight will not get it.
I don't know. PlayStation 4, it'll be close. I mean, it's a great looking game.
I don't know. It's
their last one. I mean, like,
they finished it right. It's one of the few series that's like, yeah, we're going to finish it right. We're not just going to trail off and do this third one that people didn't like all that well, and then we're gonna end this story arc.
Yeah. Okay. I'm all about that. If you're playing Arkham Knight, If you're playing Arkham Knight on Xbox or PlayStation, let us know.
If you happen to get a PC copy and want to tell us how bad it is,
if you haven't gotten your refund yet and you're still waiting on that patch,
if you were able to download your PC copy and were able to play it fine, then it's not taken away from you.
No,
you can still play it.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm just curious if you have the PC version. I want to know your experience with it, so let us know.
Because there are some
what kind of machine do you have? What problems is the game giving you?
I mean, yeah. there are people that have played it just fine on PC. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
okie doke. Goodbye, Periscope.
Bye, Periscope.
Good. Goodbye, Tim and Carson.
Goodbye, everybody. Ghostbusters.
I don't know the song.
Is everything Ghostbusters?
Yes. Everything is Ghostbusters.
Channing Tatum doesn't want it to be.
Ghostbusters. Glitter Boy?
Yeah. So, isn't it great that we get to have the last word over?
It's pretty awesome.
The I know, karaoke yeah. War. We get to release
I mean,
this.
Literally just by default.
And it's not karaoke 3015.
I like karaoke battle 3015.
I'm partial to karaoke Thunderdome. I like that one.
I just like the karaoke battle, like karaoke to the death. That's
I like 3015 though. I do like
karaoke. Quit agreeing with them. They're the enemy.
I'm not.
Death Karaoke 3015. It's like Death Race.
Yeah. Death Karaoke 3015. The Thunderdome.
Stop with the Thunderdome stuff.
It's not Thunderdome.
It's not catching on.
I like it a lot.
Thunderdome was a bad Mad Max movie.
Tina Turner, get out of here.
You're a loser, baby.
We just kicked him off his own podcast, guys. Welcome to episode 170 of the Just Us Geeks. Oh, he shut himself off.
Did you mute yourself?
Oh, man. He's done.
Wow. Are you done?
He's like, I'm going to tell you what, guys.
Okay, take a vote. Who's leading us?
I'm done with this show.
I'll do it.
Okay, Logan, you're in charge.
We'll just let Logan go.
We're talking about those nerds over at I Heard That Was Bad.
All right, I Heard That Was Good.
Yeah. Yeah, they insulted us a lot on their podcast
heard that
this
was
past
GD.
Week. We listened to it beforehand.
Yeah, you're terrible. Josh, come back, please.
He's really bad. I was just going to let the music go, too. So you're probably going to make us lose a character. Karaoke, but
wow,
you are the weakest link in our singing chain.
Know. Do we have a singing chain? That sounds like a
singing chain.
That sounds like a great
don't
barber
jerk
shop.
My singing chain.
What was the name of the band that I spent? Well, I mean, we can't say it on the.
Yeah, let's not
show.
Go there. So
no.
We're gonna win anyway. This, right? Like we have, we're going to do it in public.
Yep. We're gonna do our best.
He lost all confidence.
Way to lower that bar. Way to lower that bar at the last second.
We're
going to
show up
and be in that room.
And we're going to do our best.
Songs will happen. There might be some clapping.
Yeah. You can call them songs.
I mean, silver spray paint.
He's going to go to Valhalla.
I mean,
things are going down.
With a Power Rangers suit. I mean,
yeah,
I
got to wear your Power Rangers shirt.
It's morphin' time, Matt.
Sure. I know that we needed to do this in front of like a public that we don't know, but man, it sure would have been
so
easier
we are
to
doing
do it at Carson's house.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
We are doing it in a public venue.
Yeah.
Great.
It's like the only wonderful. Place in town that does karaoke.
Yeah, but like wonderful. How many people are going to be there?
A lot.
1,000.
No, not 1,000, but it's going
to
be a lot.
So we'll probably all get to sing maybe one song and that's it.
No, I mean, I don't think it's going to be that. I'm hoping that like maybe we can kind of explain to them what we're doing.
Oh, just spring it on them. Hey, yeah. We're in your karaoke establishment, and we're taking it over for our contest. Yeah. Go
we're just
home.
Gonna we're gonna we're doing a competition.
You need
actually,
to provide
so.
Me a judge and multiple judges and hot dogs. Yeah. So,
wait, why do you need hot dogs?
They're tasty
to eat.
Yeah. Are you gonna have hot
what
dogs
are you gonna,
flavored water?
Put them in your mouth.
Hot dog chew on that. Water.
So, Logan,
it's delicious.
Logan, what do you think the final outcome is going to be of karaoke war?
Why are you even asking that question? Is that rhetorical?
Yes.
I mean, we're winning.
No, I mean, like, how badly do you think we're going to beat them?
Dead bodies.
Dead bodies. We're going to beat them like dead bodies.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Is there if I wish that there was a way that we could make them not hear this until after we've done this.
I know. After
can we
we've
not
already
block
beaten
their,
them?
Like,
no. No, we want them to hear how if they hear this. But, like, Are you making any last minute adjustments before we do this?
I don't know. I might do a song as Country Tim.
I thought about doing Garth Brooks.
I want to do a country song.
Baby, write this down.
Take a little note. Okay, that's enough of that. We never have to do that
ever
again.
That's just a taste.
Tim, please sing that.
Yeah. Matt, are you ready for this?
Yeah,
we're pretty much ready. We're pretty much all depending on you.
Yeah. Well, you're a
linchpin, yeah, buddy.
That's great.
My battle plan is
hide behind Matt.
It depends on the music that I haven't decided on. I don't know.
We can't say it, but you know what you're going to do.
Well, I'm just saying, we're going someplace that's going to have their own music. So, I mean, it's not like we know what they got.
Yeah, I mean, no. We just have to kind of make a short list.
Well,
and
I mean,
hope that
we've kind of talked about some really popular songs. Yeah. I mean,
Taylor Swift. So this is going to be on Saturday night.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Yeah,
Saturday night. Okay.
You can't stop me, James.
Well, don't stop me now.
Matt,
what we're kind of depending on is you going first and then obliterating it so that we don't have to.
Yeah, crush their feelings.
I don't
want to
go first. You don't want your best man to go first.
That's true. We don't. I'll probably have to go first.
I'll let you go first.
I'll be so nervous.
I'm not
about
trying
it,
to brag, but you don't want your best man to go first.
No, I mean,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? No,
yeah,
we've all seen you karaoke, and it's pretty amazing.
You're the best karaoke.
Is it?
Yeah.
James has a voice.
Thank you, guys.
But you have both voice and stage presence.
I'm a showman.
It's that 80-40
that so
Tim
pretty.
Keeps talking about that James came up with.
It's that 80-40.
But James,
James got those pipes. You know what I'm saying?
I do got the pipes.
Are you just I think maybe you should just go up there and be like, turn something on and then do it. And just.
Yeah.
You know, if they have Coheed, I would blow everybody away.
Mic check 1-2. But the crowd's not going to get into Coheed.
See, you got
to
do a crowd.
You got to play to the crowd. You got to play to the crowd.
Oh, what if we get there and it's like a bunch of older people that's not.
Then we'll do country music.
I will rock some of the golden oldies from the 50s and 60s if there's a bunch of old people.
Hey, listen, we kind of like do
take
a little.
My hand,
we kind of like do this little weird little doo-wop barbershop thing on accident sometimes.
Yeah, we do Sandman. We can do that.
Bum, 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 bum,
no,
bum,
no,
bum,
don't,
bum,
don't,
bum,
don't start.
Bum,
bum,
no, enter, not that Sandman.
Yeah. I've heard
I've heard
a barbershop quartet version of that song, and it sounds amazing.
That is awesome.
Well, I don't think we can put that together in 2 days.
Sure we can.
We're not all riding in the same car. We're riding in the same car, maybe, but I don't know.
Speaking truth.
Yeah.
Doing it.
So, let's see.
I read it.
Speaking truth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Speaking truth.
And that's what they're going to be saying when it's done. So we will let you know first, obviously.
Of course.
The outcome of karaoke.
I'm sure there will be millions of tweets. Yeah. Millions.
There will literally be dozens of
people. We will probably Periscope this. So. Yeah.
Probably, definitely, Periscope.
Going to be real embarrassed.
Watch two guys die on stage.
Yeah. Hey, look at these goobs.
I really want to do the battle rounds. I think that would be a great idea.
You want Tim to point at you?
He wag his little
apparently,
finger
apparently, he's a professional finger wagger.
he talked about his finger waving.
Nope. I'm wagging my finger.
Yeah. I think that would be something the crowd would get into. It'd be a lot of fun.
I didn't shoot down battle rounds. I shot down drawing a song out of a hat.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have to know the song. And if you just got a random song, you're like, oh,
well,
I don't know.
Well,
that.
I mean,
that's
even
why
if
the words on the screen.
Can you read?
That's still
hard. Oh, you can't read. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
How many times I got to tell you?
Oh, okay.
Now you understand why.
I get it now.
When we play Rock Band, I'm like, it's got to be a song I know.
Yeah. Because I can't read.
Please censor that so Tim and Carson don't know our weakness.
James can't read.
But he won season 3 of American Idol. It's fun.
Sure, Gov or James?
Fantasia. But. I was talking about two people who can't read. So I think she can read now. Totally irrelevant.
What?
Literacy. Do it. But
just read it.
Yeah.
Words.
Just read it.
So I'm kind of with you. I think the hat idea is dumb, but I think there could be a finger wagging list.
a fingerless glove.
I think we should do battle rounds, and I think the last thing that we all do is
a giant 6-man group song.
All of us get on stage and do a song.
All 4 of us?
No.
Just all 6 of us?
Everybody.
Like camaraderie.
So they're not going to have that many mics, probably.
How are we going to drag two dead bodies up to the mic?
You can have 3 people singing into one mic.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't...
That's karaoke.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. They'll be dead up there
anyway.
It'll
be good.
So it's fine.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Have a group song, like Bohemian Rhapsody or something.
You know that that's not a group song.
That's one guy.
It's just him.
We need like overlaid. Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's
whatever.
that's really a one guy song.
I was making an
song.
Example.
Yeah. So this is it. This is the final countdown has begun to carry.
I love you.
The final countdown.
Oh, wait. We probably shouldn't sing anything like that.
No. It's just too embarrassing. Apparently we're so bad at it.
Yeah. I bet we'll win. So I'm going to say it's going to be close. The only drawback is if a whole bunch of people know who they are because of their jobs.
Yeah. Hey, it's them radio guys up there.
God, they're ugly, but that's why they're on radio.
They're not ugly.
Why is Country Tim talking to Country Tim like that?
Hey, Country Tim.
What's up, Country Tim?
We got our own morning show.
Yeah, it's Country Tim and Country Tim's Coffee.
Country Tim Squared in the mornings.
Come on in.
With Country Tim. So when
dear God.
Tim, you owe us $1 million if you do that.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so it's gonna happen. You could tell, like,
is it really?
Yes. No, you could tell this episode we're really focused on Comic-Con. Let's just go on and do this. How about it?
I got a great jam.
Do you?
Do you have a great jam?
I have a great jam.
Great jam.
Great jam.
Great jam. I think we should start with James.
James has
started
with a while. Great jam.
Go.
Seinfeld is on Hulu, and they built an exact replica of Jerry's apartment. That's freaking awesome.
It's true.
Hulu built one?
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
You can go tour it in New York.
Yep.
So if you're in New York, go freaking tour Jerry Seinfeld's apartment.
I want to do that.
Me too. So badly. I'm so stoked for this.
That's what I'm doing whenever I get home tonight. I'm
going to New York.
No.
Throw that.
I'm taking the journey again.
You're a moron.
Woo!
Two bottles. Man, are you going to start at the beginning?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to just do the whole journey about nothing.
Heck yeah.
Awesome. Seinfeld on Hulu.
Good stuff.
If my anti-jam of the week gets picked up by Hulu, I will also be a Hulu person.
Oh, Logan. Yeah. I agree with you on your anti-jam.
Logan.
It's going to be Amazon, not Hulu.
Yeah, I know. Logan.
My jam of the week this week is a new card game that I discovered in the past week called Force of Will. It's a TCG that kind of plays like Magic the Gathering with a few things that change it up and get it out of that monotony. It's got an interesting art style. Right,
like
now, the block that they're working on right now features characters from like children's literature, like Alice in Wonderland, the Little Red Riding Hood, characters like that. It's really cool. It's neat anime style. I haven't played a game of it yet, but
I thought
the
cards were awesome.
Yeah, the cards were cool. Josh and I actually took a trip down to Olive Branch to purchase some cards.
Over. You took a trip over to Olive Branch.
Yeah,
I just say down to.
We took a trip.
We're going down to Jackson. You went over to Olive Branch.
We also ate some really delicious chicken.
We're going down in Lululura.
Just taking a Gus.
Gus's chicken.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Matthew. Jam, sir.
MLB 15 The Show. Picked it up. It's the best sports game in existence.
It's good.
It's really, really, really good.
I mean, it's
tight. Tight.
It is. It is a friggin' good game.
Plenty of stuff to do.
And
I don't even follow baseball. I don't care about baseball.
Guess what? You just build your little guy. You can play with him next year when 16 comes out.
Yep, that's my plan. I've got my center fielder. I'm going to make a pitcher also. I haven't done that yet. But yeah, MLB 15 show. It's the best.
It's good.
Best sports game.
My jam was your basketball videos that you compiled of our game last week.
That was about 5 minutes of footage that I condensed down. I love doing stuff like that. It's fun.
I wish that
your airball.
Thank God.
I've heard so many people talk about your airball.
What? You used the slow motion on it, man. It was
everybody's
great.
Like,
he's gonna.
Oh,
no,
that's airball.
That is far.
It was real close.
Didn't look that way from our point of view.
I will punch you in the face.
But I made sure to put one in there of you making a shot.
Yeah.
So you're not.
Thanks. That was a good one.
Did you get that one?
Yeah, I did.
Thank God.
Thank God.
The good thing though about you doing that is like I went the other night and bought a basketball and went and found a goal in town and was like, my shot is a lot weirder now than it used to be.
It's weird when you see yourself.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I've got to work on this. So I spent like an hour at a church basketball goal working on it. So I'm glad you made the video. My anti-jam of the week is NBC.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, they canceled Hannibal.
Yes, sir. That's fine. Amazon's probably going to pick it back up.
Amazon's been, it's been trying to buy it off of them since season one.
Well, I read today that it's really got nothing to do with the ratings because it's been critically reviewed so well. NBC could not secure the rights to the character of Jodie Foster's character.
Clarice Starling.
Yeah. And she's a prominent figure in season four.
Yeah.
So that's
I was wondering what happened with that. I mean, I don't watch the show, but everybody talks about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
It's a big hit. Apparently, it's really good.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen on television, but it's rough.
Yeah.
Especially for NBC.
Yeah, for NBC.
Oh, and if you watch it like on Blu-ray, see, I get them on Blu-ray for the wife, and they're uncut. It's worse.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, it is about cannibalism. Well, so.
I'm sorry, but I'm one of those fanables that supports the idea of them just extending this series on out and redoing the movies.
Oh yeah,
with Mads. I mean, Mads Mikkelsen. I'll just say it. Mads Mikkelsen is way better than Anthony Hopkins ever could be.
I've not gotten into season three yet. Yeah. Are they doing Red Dragon this season? Is basically what they're doing?
Okay. It's coming back around to that. Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, you could tell in the first two seasons, like, they're getting to Red Dragon.
Yeah. It's incredible. And so, if you know, watch it on NBC while you can.
They're gonna let it finish out the season run, aren't they?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They're gonna finish the season. The season finishes like in late August,
right?
But it'll get picked up by something else.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. It's almost guaranteed that it's gonna get picked up by either Amazon or Netflix.
I mean, I'm thinking what will
God
end up,
forbid Yahoo buys it.
No,
that'd
they won't.
Horrible.
I mean. Netflix or Hulu will just outbid the other one, I think. I don't think Amazon's going to pick this up. I mean, I think that they want to right now, but I don't think they're going to.
Actually, it comes on NBC, doesn't it? So Hulu would have, like,
first rights to it.
But it doesn't matter. NBC-owned.
I think they're buying out the rights, though.
I feel like Netflix would do the best with that.
I do, too.
Because they could do whatever they want.
They could get gruesome with it.
But the show doesn't need to get any more gruesome.
No,
it doesn't.
Fine
as it is.
It's perfect the way it is, but... It could use
some F-bombs, I'm sure.
Yeah, it could. We could Hannibal the podcast once, but we would never come back from it, ever. We would just go down that pipe hole anyway.
It's an enhancer.
This has been a long
Enhance.
One. This,
has it been?
That's what she said.
Donut.
I think I did that last week.
You did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
I'm fairly certain you probably did it in like 1998 as well.
I can't help it.
It just happens.
Oh, me. Well, guys, Comic-Con's awesome right now, isn't it?
Oh, man, so much fun.
It's so great.
Oh, man.
Did you see the guy with the thing over there?
I don't remember any of it.
That's pretty much how you're going to be.
That is my goal. All right. So come see us. Go listen to our good friends over at IHeardThatWasGood.com. Follow them on Twitter at IHeardThatWasGD. Like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks, and Twitter at JusticeGeeks. Go do the thing over there.
Do it.
So make sure you keep checking us out over at JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek. From tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. I figured we needed a win going into karaoke.
Why are you rolling us?
I'm not rolling you. I'm giving you a good song.
Do it.
It's a good song.
You know this song.
Chester.
James wasn't here for the first one.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. That's cool commitment's what I'm thinking of.
You know,
you wouldn't get this from any other guy.
This guy's voice should not sound like this.
Oh no, it's
he's the weirdest looking
dude. Make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna turn around and hurt you.
Unless you're Tim and Carson.
Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. We've known each other.
Are we all looking at the same thing?
We are. I'm not saying it yet.
Not too shy to say it. It's how we've always.
alone. We know the game and we're gonna play it.
These dudes are just looking at their phones like that's all that's going on.
Don't send
there.
Messages. Yeah. While we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, quit sending me messages while we're doing a podcast, Logan.
Never gonna let you down. Never gonna turn around and desert you.
That should be our tagline. Justice Geeks, never gonna let you down. Never gonna turn around and desert you.
Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna give you
up. Oh.
Oh.
So, here's a bomb. It's a serious one. So Logan's Now articles. He and I were talking the other night, and we're like, you know, we should probably like do something with it to promote it. Like maybe we could interview someone that was on the first few of the Now albums.
Sure.
Get you up.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking?
Thinking. I've already started putting the pieces together.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Who you got?
It's Hanson, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we seriously going to get to talk to Hanson?
Going
to
try.
No, it's past, happening. It's what? Past that now.
Whoa, we are beyond trying, guys. Maybe you should
read my... guy we know is going to die.
Yeah, we is.
Have a heart attack.
Die, go to Disneyland.
Desert you. Never gonna make you cry.
Hanson.
Those chicks are hot.
Taylor Hanson.
Gonna get an interview with Hanson.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Hanson.